Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn.
Every single cell in your body has the instructions to be any cell in your body. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because your DNA, like, is your DNA.
Code, yeah.
Yeah, your DNA is your DNA. But stem cells are the only thing that can literally turn into any cell in your body, right? Because you have cells differentiate, and they'll turn into different cells, right? And there's actually technology that's out that's starting to come about. It's not there yet, but we can take, like, any kind of, like, we could take, let's say, like, a neuron. Mm-hmm. A neuron isn't a stem cell. A neuron fires neurotransmitters and communicates, right? That's for communication. But there's technology that's starting to come out to where we can turn a neuron into a stem cell, for example.
Whoa.
Right? So we can go back and convert cells that are differentiated. Because once a cell differentiates, it's done. It's not going to turn back into anything else. But we're starting to find ways to do that.
Wow, that's very promising.
It's interesting stuff.
Wow. Man.
So we're going to get to a point where we can just produce stem cells and give them to people to cure stuff.
Man, doesn't that seem pretty crazy? That's really insane. All of these, like, these are such groundbreaking immortality type of things that we're getting close to. But we're going to spend so much time and research on finding out how to be immortal that the day we make someone immortal, we're going to look up and there's going to be a meteor about to crash into us and wipe us out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's just our luck.
We need to divert some of our attention towards something long term. So we could stay here for a long time. Like,
would you want to be immortal?
No. I don't think. I wouldn't. Personally wouldn't. I just wouldn't want to get old. I don't know if 100 years would be enough to.
So if you could stay, like, this age, like, for a long time. Right? Because that's the thing. Like, you just don't want to be old. Like, I don't want to be an old man.
It's
like,
the only thing that I think
in a wheelchair trying to, like, that I need help to, like, do anything.
But then again, I'm almost maybe that is part of what naturally should happen. Because if that was not the case, if I didn't get old, I feel like I would cling on to this life for as long as I can, and it would make me fear death
more.
Because of the fact that death is inevitable for all of us.
Yeah.
It makes us all kind of accept it, you know, and accept it more the more that we can see it happening to us, you know, the more we get older.
And I think
if you don't ever see that happen to us and it never comes in your mind because no one's ever dying around you anymore, like, would you ever want to leave this life? And maybe this life is the temporary one that we just needed to kind of, you know, pass on or whatever the hell happens afterwards. No one really knows what happens afterwards, but
I think I
would like to see.
I think the length of time that we get is enough to put a fire under our asses to do something with the time that we have. Because if you're immortal, man, like, you sit on your ass and do nothing. Like, I got all life, bro.
That's
right.
All
eternity. Like, what do I need to do?
That's a good debate too. Yeah. What kind of drive would you have? I don't feel like you'd have much.
That's what got me recently. It's just like, dude, I gotta see and do as much cool shit as I can before my body can't do it anymore. You know, I don't want to be like 65 and like, okay, now I'm gonna see the world. Screw that, dude. I want to see that shit
right
now,
like,
man.
Retire and get to go see it as an old man.
Yeah, walking the Great Wall with like a cane.
With the cane.
The classic image.
I finally get to see it. You got cataracts.
Yeah.
Out of the corners of my eyes, I can see it out of my peripherals.
Oh God, no, man.
I agree.
Technology's getting there, dude. We're gonna get to a point where we're gonna be able to, like, regenerate limbs, dude. Like, we can give somebody an arm that doesn't have an arm.
Crazy, man.
You know, we're growing hearts. Did you see the video where they take a mouse heart or a rat heart, right? And they drain the heart, the tissue. They drain the tissue of all the cells. But what's left is the extracellular matrix. So, like, your cells are held together with, like, So it looked clear. It was like a clear heart.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And so, like, the cells, like, they drain the heart of the cells, right? So all that's left is the extracellular matrix, and it's not beating anymore. It's basically like an exoskeleton of a heart.
Ectoplasm.
Yeah. Something.
Oh my God.
And then they reintroduced cells from a different mouse, right? Heart cells from a different mouse, and it started beating again. It started working again, dude.
Is that going to be our new way of transferring shit?
Maybe, dude. Yeah, we might not even need donors soon enough, which would be fantastic. But at the same time,
do that with someone's brain?
We're going to have to start thinking about population control, dude. If we start curing all these diseases and
that's
fixing
what I'm saying.
All these people, dude, like, that's that long-term shit you're talking
about.
Yeah,
seriously, because I feel like it's almost inevitable, or SpaceX.
I like what Neil deGrasse Tyson said. That it really blew my mind when he said this. He's like, whatever it's going to take to colonize a planet, a new planet, we could just do it here and spend less time and effort and energy.
Because, makes sense. We need to make this place better first before we start fucking up another planet.
But does that mean more like government control? What does that mean, dude?
How much do you have to sacrifice in order to have a better life?